This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. President-elect Joe Biden has vowed to make the environment a top priority in an agenda that would reverse many Trump administration policies. But environmental policy will be just one item on a crowded, urgent agenda, Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Environmentalists consider the last 4 years a disaster. President Trump rolled back environmental protections and withdrew the U.S. from international agreements on climate change. But Joshua Busby, a fellow at the Center for Climate and Security, says things are about to change.
People are hugely optimistic in a way that they haven't been for some time.
He says the announcement of former EPA chief Gina McCarthy as the first national climate advisor and former presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg as the Secretary of Transportation helped fuel that optimism. They've pushed for stricter policies on car emission standards and stronger regulation of the oil and gas industry. Biden has pledged to rejoin the Paris Climate Agreement as soon as he takes office, but Busby says the first step to meeting global climate goals is for the U.S. to tackle what it's doing at home.
The problem for the U.S. is that it has to be able to come up with credible action of its own, because it can't really put pressure on others if its domestic scene is not in order.
Biden will take office with an urgent set of problems, including an out-of-control pandemic, a lagging vaccination campaign, and an economy in recession. But Rachel Cletus at the Union of Concerned Scientists says addressing climate change doesn't have to take a back seat.
We need to make sure that we're making the kind of investments that will get us out of this economic hole we're in right now, create jobs, get people back to work, as well align with our longer-term goals to move towards a low-carbon economy.
And Nick Loris at the Heritage Foundation says there's no denying there's business opportunity in embracing the Biden administration's call for action on climate change.
But at the same time, there's skepticism about promulgating regulations that are going to be costly, may have unintended environmental consequences by shifting businesses overseas, and therefore yielding negligible climate benefits.
He expects the Biden administration will use a carrot and stick approach to climate change. Carrot in the form of tax incentives for reducing emissions, and the stick in the form of new regulations. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.